Well, good morning, ladies. Welcome to y'all, and welcome to everyone in the congregation, everyone young at heart listening to us at home. Now, one of the focuses of today is going to be baptism. Baptism. So, baptism actually is a pretty old concept. It's, in fact, it would be kind of easier probably to find faiths around the world throughout history that practiced some form of cleaning, some form of ritual purification, versus those that didn't. And even today, some of the great faiths, the Hindu folk, they ritually bathe in the great waters of the Ganges, a major river. Our Islamic neighbors, they practice a special ritual using water before they pray and before they worship. And in our tradition of the Jewish Christian tradition, a form of purification was practiced for a very long time by the Jewish tradition. There would be a pool of a special bath of water called a mikveh, depending on where you're from, called a mikveh in the temples, and folks would have to purify themselves before they could worship. So what do you two think as Christianity took this idea and did something pretty radical with it? What do you think your baptisms symbolize? First, let's ask, when did the two of you get baptized?
I got baptized when I was a baby.
Okay.
I was baptized when I was pretty young too, as a baby.
Okay. Both were baptized young, right? And so now you've, not too long ago, you joined the church as, you know, older folk now, making your own decisions. What do you remember of that ritual when you joined the church? What was that like? You were right up here in front of the church.
I mean, we just said a bunch of stuff, and it was just really cool. And then we got to skip down the aisles.
I remember when everybody would, like, put our hand on us, and we, like, felt, like, the Holy Spirit with us.
But yeah, it was a really cool experience.
Very good, very good. Experience of the Holy Spirit and skipping on the same Sunday. That's good, that's good. That's something for Presbyterians, yeah. So we as Christians did something pretty radical with this idea of baptism. First of all, we called it baptism, right? And we changed a lot of tradition coming from the Jewish tradition. In the Jewish tradition, this is the ancient Jewish tradition, you would have to be ritually purified in very special ways, and if anything went wrong, you would begin the rituals over and over, and there were certain groups or sects of Judaism that if the ritual didn't go right, you might not even get around to worshiping that day because you just had to keep cleaning and keep purifying and keep purifying. So, in fact, today, in America, some of the Hasidic Jewish tradition, some of the priests cannot be touched by common people because of this, because it would make them unpure for their rituals that they have to perform. So John the Baptist, we're going to hear about him. He turned all that on its head. What did John do? Do you remember John the Baptist from the Bible?
He baptized people, I think. To prepare the way for Jesus.
Okay. He baptized for the coming Messiah. And where did he baptize?
In a river.
Ah. So not a purified pool of water, but the mighty River Jordan, right? And what was the purpose of the baptism that John was providing?
I guess to, you know, just,
Jesus.
To like start our journey.
To start our journey, to open us up to the idea of Jesus, to welcome us into this new faith of Christianity. And instead of hours and hours and hours and hours and sometimes days of purification, right, that really only certain people were even allowed to complete, Now John was opening up everything, opening up if folks had an open heart and baptized with the water. And what else happens the day that John meets Jesus for the baptism? What else happens? It's water and?
I'm going to say the Holy Spirit.
Ah, there you go. And the Holy Spirit descends. Good job.
Like to follow them around.
There you go. Yeah. And so the Holy Spirit manifests in a very particular way that day and descends. Some would say like doves, like a dove. And the Holy Spirit is felt. So as we listen to Pastor Miller today share the message on how that was kind of a radical moment for the world, radical moment for our faith, but a radical moment for the world as well. Let's reflect on our baptism and how our baptism connects throughout time to that day at the Jordan River. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for your purity. Thank you for being such a powerful and loving God. Thank you for the ways that we have to approach you that tear down the barriers that once stood. Lord, help us to reflect on our baptism as we were baptized and how we are being baptized again and again and again. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.